We are talking tonight about a very important topic. We're in our third share on Yanei Trumos. The first share that we spoke about was more of a hakdama to the world of mitzvah atliyas ba'aretz. What makes something into a mitzvah atliyas ba'aretz? What are some of the chilukim between the mitzvah atliyas ba'aretz? Last week, we spoke about the status of mitzvah atliyas ba'aretz bizman hazeh. Are we dealing with doraisa like the Raivin? Are we dealing with the Rabbanan? Why would it be a Rabbanan? And we're trying to get some shir and just giving us a bit of a hakdama. We're going to go somewhat, like we said it earlier, in almost chronological order, from the beginning of the Truma process all the way through to the end. And one of the first questions to figure out, once we figured out that there's something called Mitzvah Atliyas Ba'aretz, once we already clarified that there's something that the status is Derabanan, is Doraisa, the next question is, where exactly are we Chayav in Mitzvah Atliyas Ba'aretz? And the goal tonight is to try to give a bit of an overview. It happens to be a somewhat complex discussion. But the goal tonight is to give a bit of an overview to this important question on both a d'oraisa and d'rabbanan level. What is the d'oraisa requirement of Truma Bizman Hazeh? And where we chayef mi d'rabbanan? So let's get started. First of all, just in a mesudar way, we'll give a bit of a hakdama. After the hakdama, we'll speak about Truma, where in Eretz Yisrael is a chayef d'oraisa, in a time when Truma is d'oraisa. And the second is, where is it chayef on a d'rabbanan level? Again, we're assuming that it's a Eretz Yisrael, Bishlei Musa, and all is good. So the first is like this. We know that the Mishnah tells us, and the Gemara clarifies for us in Maseches Kiddushin, that there are mitzvot atliyas ba'aretz, mitzvot that are only chayav, that you're only chayav for in Eretz Yisrael. On that list for Rishonim is the mitzvah of Truma. The mitzvah of Truma only takes place in Eretz Yisrael on a d'oraisa level. And that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumos in Perek Aleph. Halacha Aleph says the Rambam, HaTrumos v'maistros eina noagim in HaTorah elo v'Eretz Yisrael. Midoraisa, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam does qualify bein bifnei habayis, bein shelo bifnei habayis. Whether the Mikdash is around or the Mikdash is not around, there is something called a mitzvah of Truma. It's not taloi in binyan beis hamikdash. But that's the Doraisa. We also know, it's a Gemara Masechet Ksubis on Daf Chaf Hei, that Klal Yisrael was not Chayiv in Truma right away when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, but rather it was 14 years later. There were Zion's of Kivshu, there were 7 years of... if there's a way to... There were 7 years where Klal Yisrael was conquering Eretz Yisrael, 7 years where Klal Yisrael was dividing up the land in Eretz Yisrael, and for those 14 years we were not chayiv in the mitzvah of Truma. We only really became chayiv in the mitzvah of Truma 14 years in. That's our hakadam. First section, main section of the shir. So where am I chayiv d'oraisa? Let me give a bit of background to this. It happens to be exceptionally complex. We have a variety of different options. L'chora, the answer is Eretz Yisrael. The question is, how do I define the borders of Eretz Yisrael? If you are a Tanakh person, it's a question. If you are more of a Gemara person, it's a question. If you're a Posek, it's a Shaila. Because we have a variety of contexts in Chumash and in Nach, where we have the borders of Eretz Yisrael are described. And the problem is, it's not exactly clear, be it the borders described to Avram Avinu. In the Brit Ben HaBesarim, Avram gets a certain description, the Gvulos Haftacha, the promise of what Klal Yisrael is eventually going to have. It's a very, very large Eretz Yisrael. There are the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Maaseh, which appear to be somewhat different than the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael that Avram got. You then have the part of Eretz Yisrael, what's referred to as the Olei Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael came and they conquered Eretz Yisrael. The Olei Mitzrayim in the time of Yehoshua, and Pashtus, the back of Emden points out, in the Morvitziah, that extends all the way through Bayis Rishon. It was one long act of conquering Eretz Yisrael through Shlomo HaMelech. And he conquered, with maybe, different areas of Eretz Yisrael. You then have, when Ezra came back, in Bayis Sheni, and Ezra came back, the Ole Bavel, and they may have conquered different areas of Eretz Yisrael. So part of what you have are a lot of different possibilities. Where, which sections of Eretz Yisrael am I chayiv in, which am I not chayiv in? We're not sure. It's very hard to figure out because a lot of the, even the Rishonim who are trying to talk about it, a lot of the Rishonim were never in Eretz Yisrael, so they're trying to define the borders of Eretz Yisrael, having never been able to be here. That's one of the reasons why the Ramban, his Perish Al Torah, they put out a couple of years ago, the Ramban, the changes that he made upon moving to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban made a series of changes and his parents all already moved out to Israel. Some of that's because he got new manuscripts. Some of it, there's different theories as to why he added certain things. But a group of things Ramban added when he came down to Israel were areas in Chumash that were based on the geography, and he came to Eretz Yisrael and suddenly he saw that things were a bit different than he initially expected. And that's something to figure out. Are these borders different? Are these borders the same? We do know that they're not all the same. The Gemara Maseches Chulin tells us on Daf Zayin that when Olei Bavel came, they did not conquer everything that had been conquered previously, and that was intentional. The Gemara tells us there in Chulin on Daf Zayin, the reason was, and sorry, that is out of order because its main location is a little bit later on in the Shir. That's in source number 12, where the Gemara tells us there, Harbei Krachim Kavshim Oli Mitzrayim Vlo Kavshuim Oli Bavel. The variety of says Oli Bavel did not conquer. Why? V'hinilchum Kadesh Yismichu Alein Aniyim B'Shvias. They didn't want to sanctify it because if they sanctified the land, all of the land, it would make it much more challenging for Aniyim in a Shvias year. They'd have less to be able to eat from. They wouldn't be able to work the land at all, or certain kinds of avodas, or different shalom and shalom, what exactly was accomplished by that, but a certain sort of sensitivity to the Aniyim. So we got to figure out, if we have all these different options, and we're not going to speak about maps of Eretz Yisrael and how it all cheshbons out. It's very, very complex, and a lot of different svarim that go through and try to describe the maps. I have one here, Mishnas Yosef. Yosef Lieberman, who was a major Talmud Chacham, has a parish in Masechta Shvias. So in Perek Vav in Shvias, he's a kuntris on the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, trying to, with a lot of maps, trying to do all the cheshbonos. So let's just start and get a little bit of an idea. The mainstream Shita is that of the Rambam. The Rambam understands as follows. The Gemara tells us, we quoted it last week, the Gemara Masechta Shavuos, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Megillah. Kedusha Rishona, what Yehoshua did when they were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, that was eradicated, that went away when Klal Yisrael went into Korban Habayis. The second act of Kedusha, when Ezra returned, Ezra was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, and that is the area, the Rambam writes, that's Chayiv and Trumos Mida Orais. It's Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Trumos. So when you want, if you're a Rambam person, and I want to figure out which areas of Eretz Yisrael are Chayiv, my main question is, what did they conquer in the time of Olei Bavel? What did Ezra, what did they conquer? That's what I care about. That's the real Kedusha. I'm going to make 2 points quickly in parentheses, just for us to be familiar with. Number one, the Rambam does think that Olei Mitzrayim matters, the borders of what they conquered. And Olei Mitzrayim, that matters for a lot of other halachas. It matters for things like Smicha and Egla Arufa and Par Ha'elam Dabar Shal Tzibor and a variety of other halachas. That's because of a chiluk that's very well known that the Rav spoke about a lot between Kedushas, the Kark of Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael that takes place, Dafka, in Olei Bavel, and another category called Shame Eretz Yisrael. The places conquered by Yeshua is still called Israel. It just doesn't have the sanctity, it doesn't have the Kedusha to be actually Mechayev me from the Kark. There's a Sefer also to point out, but in parentheses it's called Kaftor Vaferach. Kaftor Vaferach is a Rishon. It's a Rishon that moved to Eretz Yisrael. It's the first Sefer written that is only about the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. It gets quoted by the Beis Yosef and by many of the early Achronim. It's a very significant Sefer in Eretz Yisrael. So he points out a lot, just to understand this a little bit. The whole discussion of looking at Olei Bavel for Trumos and Maestros is only a Trumos and Maestros issue. He writes that Eretz Yisrael is holy from the time of the Avos, and the Chasam Sofer writes in Tshuvas that it will be holy forever no matter what happens. And therefore, for a lot of halachos, we don't care about Olei Bavel. For halachos like moving to Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. For halachos like the Issur of leaving Eretz Yisrael, possibly for many Rishonim. For the Inyan of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. We care about the Eretz Yisrael of the Avos, the Eretz Yisrael maybe of Olei Mitzrayim. But we don't, Olei Bavel, that whole discussion, what we look at for Trumos and Maestros, is very, very specific. And it is focused on what was accomplished in the Olei Bavel. Only there is their Truma de Oraisa. However, just to fill in the picture a little bit. Rashi in his Perush al HaTorah does imply differently. I couldn't find anyone really prior to 5 years ago that talks about this Rashi in this context, but it's a very interesting Rashi, which it's very easy to miss if one's not aware of the issue. In Parshas Maaseh, the Torah discusses at length the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi writes, why is the Torah telling us the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Maaseh? Says Rashi, because those are the areas that are chayav in mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. The Gvulos of Parshas Maaseh are the areas chayav in mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. If I am a Rambam person, I would never say that. Because according to the Rambam, what establishes an area as being kadosh for mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz is dafka that which was conquered by Yehoshua originally and then Ezra. What was conquered is kadosh, what wasn't conquered is not kadosh, and the pre-existing borders don't really matter that much in Parshas Maaseh. But Rashi seems to indicate that the Psukim and Parshas Maaseh do give us some insight into where we are chayav in mitzvot hatluyos ba'aretz. So what exactly does Rashi mean? There are some Ma'amari Chazal that support Rashi, but to understand Rashi a little bit, it's pretty clear in the Gemara even, that what determines where we're chayav is based on what we conquered. So I'll share with you just quickly two insights into Rashi. One, it is possible that all Rashi means, maybe, is that that was really the original tzivoy. The original tzivoy of Ole Mitzrayim, it could be they weren't successful, but the original tzivoy was to conquer those areas, and had we accomplished what we were supposed to have accomplished, that is what Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be, the Parshas Maaseh borders, and therefore had we done what we were supposed to do, those would have been the gvulos for the mitzvot hatluyos ba'aretz. So we failed a little bit. We weren't able to do it. And it's chaval, but it doesn't mean that Rashi's telling us, he's still telling us, that's what should have been Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's the location that should have been there. As whole so far, 1, 2, and 3, if I can get time. A second possible teretz. I went over, I was before Rav Yamar spoke, I was looking for someone to talk with about this. So I went to Rabinovich, who they say is fantastic, and he was very impressive. So I mentioned the Rashi to him. So he was somewhat, he did not remember the Rashi, but then he said to me, oh, interesting. Because one of the, B'nai Dorenu, someone put out an article a couple of years ago, where they talked to argue that the Chiv of Trumos should really be based on the Gvulos and Parshas Maaseh, not based on what the Rambam writes of Olei Bavel. He said he's not aware of anyone that wrote that earlier. I then said a second shot in Rashi, which he said he would have said off the cuff also, and this is impressive off the cuff on his end. And that's the following. There is a machlokas whether the borders in Parshas Maaseh are the same as the borders in that the Ole Mitzrayim conquered. Many Achronim Taina, they're different. Mitzrayim conquered less. The Kaftor of Aferach maintains that Ole Mitzrayim conquered everything in Parshas Maaseh. In some place, I think everything, some place sounds like at least northwest, maybe not east-west. But it's possible that what Rashi meant was, when Rashi says, those are the borders that are chayiv in the middle, so he's baretz, that Rashi meant because Bisman Ole Mitzrayim, those actually were the borders that you were chayiv in mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. Those borders are the borders of what eventually got conquered. What eventually was conquered. Akan, the second section. Let me just give a little bit of the chazar what we spoke about so far. Trumos only take place in Eretz Yisrael. The very hard question is, what's called Eretz Yisrael? What's called Eretz Yisrael? Is Eretz Yisrael defined by Ole Mitzrayim, what happened in Yeshua's time, the Gvulos and Parshas Maaseh, is defined by Ole Bavel. The Rambam is very clear, is entirely defined by the what was conquered in the time of Ezra. Rashi maybe implies a little bit differently. Why does this matter a little bit? Because you have a lot of great shilas, just to give one place that comes up a lot, and that is a lot. What is the status of a lot? You have to figure the more looking to the border, so is a lot considered to be in the category of it definitely is not Ole Bavel. Are we dealing with Ole Mitzrayim? Is it included in the Gvulos of Parshas Maaseh? Is it included in the Gvulos of Avram? And if different dinim, like we mentioned, it's real lumdus here. of different dinim are dependent on different borders, so a lot may have a fascinating place in halacha. A lot may be a place that is not chayiv in shumos and maestros. For the majority of vachorim, I believe that's true. At least midoraisa. Or Tipes HaFrank thought differently, I believe. But for most, it's not chayiv in shumos and maestros, but you keep one day on this. And it could be that there's no isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael, go to Chutz Laaretz. Why is not for now? Could be there's no isser to go to Eilat, because it's still nichlal in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have the kedusha on an agricultural level, but it may be for a lot of halachas like Eretz Yisrael, and for a lot of halachas not like Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes the different borders, just to clarify this, the different borders and knowing that some halachas are based on Olei Mitzrayim, and some halachas are based on maybe the Avos, and some halachas are based on Olei Bavel, that all of those things, when they really put them together, different halachas may be based on different borders. So we may have places where we're really not sure how exactly do we categorize it. How do we categorize it? Third section. Again, in general, there'll probably be a bit more lumdus, but here we're just getting like just basic information to know details of what's going on. The third question is really, or the second question, what's the status of Shuma Bizman Hazeh outside of Eretz Yisrael? Or in general, outside of Eretz Yisrael? At first glance, we would say there's no question whatsoever. Truma is a mitzvah, one of the mitzvot of Tluyos Ba'aretz. It's only chal in Eretz Yisrael, and there is no conversation, there's no discussion to have about anything else. It's a unique Eretz Yisrael mitzvah. However, the Rishonim point out in Maseches Chulin, a very long Tosfos there on the Vav Amid Beis, to Zion Amid Aleph. Tovos and Maseches Kiddushin also, that we do have stiras between Gemaras about whether you be chayav chumos and maestros in Chutz La'aretz, at least on a Dirabanan level. We have stiras in Gemaras about whether you're sitting there and you are in New York, whether you're or Los Angeles or London, we'll leave it at that, what, San Diego, because honestly it's probably much more likely that you would have nice fresh produce there, and you're sitting there, and you're trying to... There are gemaras that sound like maybe I should be chayef to be mafrish, chumos, and maestros, even in chutz la'aretz. Stiras in gemaras. You have in Rishonim, three or so shitas, we have like five, but a variety of different shitos, what is the status of truma in chutz la'aretz? And we'll see a little bit why that matters. The shita of Rashi in Maseches Chulin is as follows. Anything which is chayav mida oraisa in Eretz Yisrael is chayav mida rabbanon in Chutz La'aretz. Anything which is chayav mida rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael is not chayav at all in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is always a level below. So we'll probably speak about next week with a very famous Ravid, a very beautiful Ravid, about what kinds of produce are chayav in Trumos and Maestros. But, as an example, certain kinds of vegetables, Rashi says, which are only dirabanan in Eretz Yisrael, are for sure nothing in Chutz La'aretz. But dagon, tiros, things like that, which may be d'oraisa in Eretz Yisrael, that you would have to be mafresh in Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam thought, you know what? You're really chayav in everything in Chutz La'aretz. You're in Chutz La'aretz, you have to be mafresh, chumos, umaisros. Except for, again, on a Durabunan level. Except for demai. What's demai? Demai is if I have someone and I'm not sure did he take off chumos umaisros. Normally, demai is usser. However, in Chutz La'aretz, you can be makel with demai. But other than that, you really have to be machmir. Other than that, you really have to be machmir. Tovah quotes the Rebbe with the third shita. The Rambam shita is not at all clear. I'm sorry, I'm listing shitas now. We'll try to get a little bit of an idea in a second. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos is unclear. The Mahari Korkus maintains that there is no chiyuv at all in Chutz La'aretz, except for very specific locations, like Bavel and Mitzrayim and Surya. But most Chutz La'aretz, the Rami Korkus is just nothing at all for the Rambam. And other Achronim, Rav Zalman, Madani Aretz, points out that it could be within the Rambam. The Rambam really thinks you're chayav in everything in Chutz La'aretz. Everything in Chutz La'aretz. Just to share a bit of lumdus now. A lot of these things, again, we're getting done some of the more details now, and hopefully in future weeks we'll be able to develop more ideas. But just to share with you a brief ha'ara. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Trumos, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Trumos is mechalik between areas that are chayiv in Trumos u'maisos midrabana. So midah oraisa, I'm within the gvulos of Olei Bavel. Other areas that are chayiv only midrabanan, so Reb Chaim is mechalik between areas, and this is really the chakira to think about. In general, you have a din d'oraisa, and then you have a din d'rabanan. There are two ways of viewing the din d'rabanan. One way of viewing the din d'rabanan is that the din d'rabanan is an extension of the din d'oraisa. It's a harchava, it's an extension. The other way of viewing it is it's not an extension, it's a new takana. That will come up very, very often with the d'oraisas and d'rabanans. I'll give you just one example, as just one that comes up all the time. The first three brachos of benching are d'oraisa, all the way up until Uvnei Yerushalayim. Those are all d'oraisa. We signify it's only d'oraisa by adding in our own amen. If you're Sfardi, you won't get that because you say amen to a lot of brachas. But for Ashkenazim, it's the only time we answer amen on our own bracha is after Uvnei Yerushalayim. Hatov v'hametiv is a din d'rabbana. Is hatov v'hametiv an extension, it becomes pardon of the d'oraisa, or is it separate? What's a nafkamina? If I forget to bench, I have to go back for sure on the first three brachas. Do I have to go back on all four brachas? What did the Rabbanan do? The Rabbanan stick something in and extend the d'oraisa, or the Rabbanan make a separate takana? Reb Chaim offers a similar question about these areas outside of the strict borders of Eretz Yisrael. Are they more like, says Reb Chaim, in extension, we're treating them like they're in Eretz Yisrael? We're treating them like they're in Eretz Yisrael? Or is it a separate takana that even though they are Chutz La'aretz, for whatever reason, we establish Trumos U'maisros there. We establish Trumos U'maisros there. So Reb Chaim, it's in source number 19, Reb Chaim's mechalik between Surya and Eretz Shinar, two areas right around Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim writes that Surya above was included, the takana was made, that it's like Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Shinar was viewed as Chutz La'aretz, but still Chayiv. Why does it matter if I'm like Eretz Yisrael, or if I'm Nichlal in, or if I'm separate part of Chutz La'aretz? Because there are some halachas that matter if you're in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. One example, Orla. Orla. Suffolk Orla is Usser in Eretz Yisrael. Suffolk Orla is Mutter in Chutz La'aretz. Can you pass me Gemara Brachos? All the way on the right. I think it's a Gemara Brachos on Daf Lamed. Hey, or Lamed Vav? Lamed Vav, I'm going to off on the bottom. Is that possible? Or Lamed Hey? Any of you? Yes, Suffolk Orla in Eretz Yisrael is Aser. In other places, Chutz La'aretz, not so. So one of the kinds of nafkaminas, I may not work out for story, because nafkaminas is, well, what's the status of these Dirabbanan places? Are these Dirabbanan places like Eretz Yisrael and we should be more machmir, or not like Eretz Yisrael? The Gvuras Yitzchak Sirotkin uses that model and says, I have another place where that same question comes up. Olei Mitzrayim. He thinks Olei Mitzrayim, for sure, the places of Eretz Yisrael that were conquered in Yoshua's era, but were not conquered in Ezra's area, so Mido Raisa, they're not Chayiv. Says the Gevuras Yitzchak, without a shadow of a doubt, Olei Mitzrayim, when it's Chayiv Durabanan, it's Chayiv Durabanan as part of Eretz Yisrael. It's Chayiv Durabanan as part of Eretz Yisrael. Let me chazer what we spoke about so far tonight and give you one last piece as far as some of this, what we do nowadays. We spoke about how Trumos and Maestros, Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about how it's only in Eretz Yisrael, but you have to figure out according to which borders is it in Eretz Yisrael. Different halachas, can be based on different borders. We spoke about the Rambam, it's all about Kivush Olei Bavel. We spoke about Rashi and Parshas Maaseh, sounds like based on the Gevulos of Parshas Maaseh, and what that may be based on. We then tried to speak a little bit about Dirabanan, Machokas HaRishonim, Truma Dirabanan, Bizman has Truma Dirabanan in Chutz La'aretz, and we tried to just give a chiluk in general with these Dirabanans. Is it like they're part of Eretz Yisrael or somewhat separate? Last section, the Rishonim, Tosfos in Chulin, and Tovus and Kiddush were very bothered by something. Anyone here ever see anyone be Mafres, Trumos, Umaisros in Chutz La'aretz? We have all these Rishonim that hold that you have to be Mafres, Trumos, and Maestros in Chutz La'aretz. And yet, nobody is doing it. By nobody, we mean with the exception of the Gra, who apparently bought a field and separated Meiser, I believe. But other than the Gra, we don't have anyone that does this. That's Mafres, Trumos, Maestros, Chutz La'aretz. Even the most, you know, religious people out there are not being Mafres, Trumos, and Maestros in Chutz La'aretz. Why is that? Rishonim Tosfos gives a bunch of different answers. If I hold maybe the way the Rambam understands it, that you're really not chayav bizman hazeh at your chutz la'aretz at all, it's very easy. But what about for the other Rishonim? So Tosfos points out that according to Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi writes that it sounds like maybe Chazal were mevatel that takana derabanan. Originally there was a takana to separate Trumos and Maestros and Chutz La'aretz, but then Chazal got rid of it. Some suggest, some research on the Rashba has, it's Tobit thing also, that maybe it's only those areas that are close to Eretz Yisrael that have Trumos and Maestros. The Rishonim never meant that if you are in New York or San Diego or London or LA that you should be separated. What they meant was the areas near Eretz Yisrael, they should be separated. Rabbeinu Tam writes that Chutz La'aretz is never really our land. You're only chayiv in Chutz La'aretz, at least if it's your land. And because we're always paying taxes on our land, it's not our land enough that we are chayiv in Trumos and Maestros. Why do any of these answers matter? So the Achronim point as follows. Yaakov Ariel, the chief rabbi of McDonald's, tshuva about this in his tshuvas. It's very simple and so halacha lemaisa. Mamish, halacha lemaisa, getting to the background. Then. What about all these places in Eretz Yisrael nowadays? There are places that are part of Medinas Yisrael that it could be were not included, like the Eilat world that were not included in Olei Bava. What's the status of those places? Should we be separating or should we not be separating? And it may be tully in these answers. If the reason why we're Mekel in New York is because it's not close to Eretz Yisrael, so the places that are close to Eretz Yisrael, I have to separate Trumos and Maestros from. If it's more that the Yerushalmi says that we're just mevatel altogether, so maybe we're mevatel even close by. So when he has a tshuva about Gaza, back in the day when that was halacha lemaisa questions, so when his tshuva about Gaza, so he's talking about where is it? Only Mitzrayim, only Bava. Okay, it's not an only Bava, maybe, but. Even though Chutz La'aretz, in New York, we're not Mafres, Trumos, and Maestros, maybe we should be Mafres in these places. If you ever get into, again, this is why this was a bit more of a background halacha l'maisa, if you look into tshuvas sometimes, in these sugyas, a lot of questions about different areas of Eretz Yisrael, this is all of sort of, this is a lot of the background information necessary to try and clarify which areas of Eretz Yisrael yes, which areas of Eretz Yisrael no. In Chutz La'aretz, are there times where we are chayav? In Chutz La'aretz, are there times where we are not chayav? And all of that really just gives us some background. But Ezra Hashem, next week, we already shift a little bit, and that is to the which produce you take off of, and in a very, very important rivet. That's going to give us a lot to talk about as far as the nature of Truma as we broaden things a little bit. Shkai, guys, have a great night.